91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan. Belleville police say high winds have caused power outages and treat traffic lights as a four-way stop if they are out. Canada's ambassador to the United States says he believes NAFTA deal can be worked out despite American issues with China. Dave McNutton says the recent exemption of Canadian steel from U.S. traffic is an example of Canada's status in Washington.
The U.S. has got issues with China. We've got some issues with China. We've been talking to them about some of our common issues. So, you know, I'm pleased that there's a positive tone in the discussions. We'll see in the next few days how far we get.
McNaughton made his comments after listening to the new American ambassador to Canada, Kelly Kraft, talk to Toronto. Continuing with China, trade war talks sent stock prices plummeting at the opening on Wall Street. Warren Levinson reports.
The president says by Twitter the United States is not in a trade war with China. Stock market investors begged to differ. The Dow Jones Industrials fell about 500 points at the opening bell. Energy, industrial, and materials sectors led the way down. The Chinese government released a list of more than 100 American goods in line for a 25% tariff if the White House follows through on threats to impose duties on some 1,300 Chinese products. The Chinese retaliation list included aircraft and soybeans, the biggest U.S. export to China. Boeing, Deere, and Caterpillar shares fell sharply in early trading. So did tech stocks. Warren Levinson, New York.
Say winds today has led Lower Trent Conservation to issue a flood warning. The advisory says that due to high winds developing throughout the day, people who live on the land shoreline should keep an eye on their personal property, as there is a risk to erosion and flooding could happen from the high waves. As well, Environment Canada issued a wind warning for Belleville early this morning, saying that winds could reach up to 90 kilometers per hour Wednesday afternoon. The forecast says that Arctic cold from that is moving across eastern Ontario that is causing very strong southwest winds. Winds will eventually die down by this evening. Environment Canada says due to the strong winds, they're advising drivers to be careful and to be sure to keep a lookout for loose items and debris on the roads while driving. Police in San Bruno, California, have released new details about a shooting at the YouTube headquarters. California authorities have identified the suspect in Tuesday's shooting at YouTube headquarters as Nasim Agdam. She is a Southern California resident and was a frequent YouTube poster who was upset with the company. She died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after shooting three people. Reporter Alex Stone has more.
Police say Nasim Agdam accessed YouTube's campus through a parking garage. They're still trying to figure out how she got into an employee area, but they do not believe she knew her victims. San Bruno Police Chief Ed Barberini.
There's absolutely no link or relationship that we've identified between our suspect and anybody who was at the scene at the time of the incident.
Police say it appears Ogden was angry at YouTube because she believed the company was censoring her many videos and not paying her fairly for the number of times they were viewed. Alex Stone, ABC News, San Bruno, California.
Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she is hopeful that Toronto police will improve relations with LGBTQ community. Her comment came after police withdrew their application to march in the annual Pride Parade, when organizers said the presence of uniformed officers would make the members of the LGBTQ community feel unsafe. Olivia Numa, Pride Toronto's executive director, says the force handling of several high-profile deaths connected to the city's gay village, including the disappearances of six men allegedly murdered by an accused serial killer, have shaken relations with police. Wine says she understands why the relationship is strained, but says she hopes it can be healed. Race has become a clear issue on day three of the jury selection at the Bill Cosby retrial. Reporter Aaron Katersky has more.
After prosecutors used a peremptory challenge to strike a black woman from the jury pool, the defense mounted a legal challenge. Defense attorneys said there was no valid reason to dismiss the woman, and opposing counsel started snapping at each other. Two blacks have already been seated on the panel that will hear the evidence against Bill Cosby, and the judge said he didn't believe prosecutors had discriminatory intent. But then the defense said it overheard a prosecutor making a racially charged comment. An angry judge halted proceedings that have been haunted by the issue of race. Aaron Katersky, ABC News.
It's been 50 years since the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. The civil rights leader's family and admirers are marking the anniversary of his death with marches, speeches, and a quiet reflection. King's 9-year-old granddaughter, Yolanda King, was asked what her grandfather would think about the state of race relations today.
I think that he he would be in, like, he would be impressed of that, all the work that we're doing, but we're not where we're supposed to be.
Civil rights leaders say the anniversary is a day for them to recommit to ending racism. A person familiar with the conversation says U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have been told he's not currently considered a criminal target in a special counsel Russia's investigation. Sagar Magahani has more.
The AP source says Bob Mueller told the Trump legal team the president is instead considered a subject of the probe, typically someone whose conduct is of interest to investigators, but prosecutors are not certain they have enough evidence to charge. The Washington Post first reported the development, but the designation could change at any time. It came up while prosecutors and the president's lawyers negotiated an interview with him. The president has said he wants to talk with Mueller's team, though his lawyers have not publicly committed yet to letting it happen. Sagar Magani at the White House.
That's QNET News on 91X. It's now 4:08. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice. No problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or split-second.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Matthew Morgan with QNET Sports. Some scheduled games today include NHL. The Ottawa Senators will be in Buffalo taking on the Sabres, and puck drop is set for 7:30. The Chicago Blackhawks are up against the St. Louis Blues, and that game starts at 8. The Minnesota Wild will be in Anaheim in their matchups against the Ducks, and that's a late one. Puck drop is scheduled for 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And around the NBA on the hard courts, the Toronto Raptors are looking to bounce back after a tough loss last night against the Cavs. They'll be host to the Eastern Conference second-best team, the Boston Celtics. Game start time is 8 o'clock. Philadelphia 76ers are in Detroit taking on the Pistons. That game's set for 7. Atlanta Hawks are looking to defend home court as they'll be hosting the Miami Heat. That game's set to start at 7:30. And in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays will be hosting the Chicago White Sox tonight. Game set for 7:07. Tampa Bay Rays are in New York this afternoon. They'll be taking on the Yankees. And earlier, the Philadelphia Phillies started their game with the New York Mets in New York, and that matchup started at 1:10. The Toronto Blue Jays' bats were booming last night, and the Jays had 15 hits on the night last night. Catcher Luke Maley was saying the offense was clicking.
To get a nice little cushion there, and then just keep adding to it. I mean, every time that they had an answer for us, we did the same thing right back to them, and then some. So, I mean, guys look pretty comfortable at the plate, and hopefully it continues.
With still having some Olympic sports facilities in place from 1988, will prove to be an advantage for Calgary as it pursues its bid for the 2026 Winter Games. The executive director of the Olympic Games, Christopher Duby, says the goal is to limit the number of new construction projects required and be an international sports destination helps as well. Calgary has received financial assistance from both the federal and provincial government, but it's required to hold possible before it can proceed.
We want to use existing infrastructures as much as possible. So whether it was hosting of previous Olympic Games or whether this is a region that regularly hosts World Cups, World Championships or other multi-sport events, it's always better because we can work with what already exists. We don't need to build.
Tiger Woods calls his comeback a miracle. Woods is playing the Masters for the first time since 2015 after going through spinal fusion surgery to relieve chronic back pain. Speaking after his practice round, the four-time Augusta champion was asked how he feels heading into this tournament.
My body's doing fantastic. I feel great. I feel like I've really put a lot of the pieces together. We've worked on what body parts to get stronger, what body parts need to be more limber, and I feel fantastic. It's just a matter of now going out there and competing and playing and posting numbers.
Please send us your team or league scores through email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight increasing cloudiness, late evening, low zero. Thursday, cloudy with the chance of flurries. Beginning early in the morning, high of +4. And the clouds are still out with the wind still being heavy. It's now 4:12 in the afternoon. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Morgan, News on 91X, next at 5.